during the 60s, if you were African American, you participated whether you wanted to or not. Just by being an African American, you were a part of the show. The moment you were seen by a white person, you were participating in this movement. These guys were organizing a sit-in at a little small donut shop. I have no idea why they chose that particular place. And we were instructed as to what to say, how to say it, and what to do and what not to do, knowing that if things got out of hand, that we could have easily have been arrested. Or if they had gotten more out of hand, there could have been some physical altercations. I was 22 years old. I didn't care. I was invincible. We were invincible.
After I came back from Vietnam, I had the GI Bill, so I started the school. And we used to go down to our little drinking hole. This one particular night, the news came over the television that Martin Luther King had been assassinated in Memphis. And the woman that owned the bar, she said, "Okay, boys, free beer. Martin Luther King's dead."
Personalities that participated in the entire movement, all of the little efforts at the local level, it took all of those things to bring about change. The law is passed, but the change doesn't take place until it takes place in the hearts of the people.
I have a dream.
I have a dream.
I have a dream.
I have a dream.
Bugün bir hayalim var. Var, var.
I have a dream. Today.